But welcome everybody to the technical committee meeting. Of course I said it, then here the people come. So we'll let one more person get in, and then Aaron, you've got roll call this week for this month.
And get started here with those in the room. You can say your name and your organization, which is square on the table, and then I'll catch everybody online. I'll start with Aaron Schreiber of the Evansville Metropolitan Planning Organization.
Jennifer Scott with the Evansville MPO.
Thomas Witt with KYTC.
Pam Droth with the MPO.
Amir Bashochi with the MPO. Lorenzo Marsh with the MPO.
Pat Schreiber with the MPO.
Luke Hill with NDOT.
Megan Seiler with Evansville Disability Community.
Okay, and then we'll do those online. You can say present in your organization. Jonathan Fubaking.
Present, Metro Transit.
Nick Hall.
Present, KYTC District 2.
Jessica Waddle.
Present, KYTC District 2.
Nate Vaughn.
Present, Airport.
Sean Hayden.
Present, Eastland Mall.
Lori Van Hook.
Present, Evansville Area Trails Coalition.
David Bruderhausen.
Present, Indiana Department of Transportation, Vincennes.
Crystal Windhouse.
Present, with Hart Transit in Henderson.
Mill Robinson.
Good morning, present. I'm with the Federal Highway Administration.
Do you think that's everybody?
That's okay. Okay, I think, is that everybody? Okay.
We've got listed election and chair and vice chair. Is that a leftover, or is it we always do that in March?
Yeah, we typically do that in March.
Okay. I guess we would take nominations from the floor.
I nominate Nate Hahn as president.
Chair, not president. I don't want.
Chair. Yes.
I would accept that. Do we have nominations for vice chair? If not, Lori, I'm going to come right back at you.
You know what? And I'm okay with that. So.
It's not a labor. They are not labor intensive jobs. So.
Right.
Okay. I have a nomination of Nate Hahn for chair and Lori Van Hook for vice chair. Are there any other nominations from the floor? Hearing none, we will close nominations. And so the slate is Nate Hahn for chair, Lori Van Hook for vice chair. All those in favor signify with an aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? I didn't think so. Okay, we'll move that one forward. And then Aaron, Karen Brooks did join. I can't remember if she had make that prayer
notes. And I saw, I think, Jeff Whitaker popped on,
as well.
Rick Wilson popped on.
Okay. No, just making sure you're grabbing everybody. Approval of minutes. Minutes from the January meeting were circulated. Does anyone have any comments or corrections? Hearing none, I would take a motion for approval.
Motion to approve.
Motion from Sean. Do I have a second?
Second.
Is that Luke?
Thomas Witt.
Oh, sorry. Thanks, Thomas. So a motion from Sean, a second from Thomas. Any discussion? Okay. All those in favor signify with aye.
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 Minutes have passed. Old business. Pam, you got project updates?
I sure do. We're going to start with the LPA projects in Indiana. Oak Hill Road project in Vanderburgh County. The project was let for bid on January 14th. Contract has been awarded to Blankenberger Brothers in the amount of $9.7 million. The pre-construction meeting was held, or will be held, I guess was held yesterday, and right-of-way clearing has started. Petersburg Road project. The county is currently working on updating the scope of the Structure Point contract so that it matches a new project schedule. Winberg Road Bridge, right-of-way negotiations are continuing on two parcels. Payment has been made for one parcel that was secured. Utility work plans have been submitted and public involvement has been certified. Moving to the Warwick County projects, Epworth Road Phase 1. Offers have been extended on 21 of 25 parcels with 14 offers accepted. Stage 3 design is ongoing. Epworth Road Phase 2, archaeological work plan was submitted to and reviewed by NDOT Cultural Resources Office. Consultant has addressed the comments received and resubmitted the document. And Oak Grove Road Phase 4, right-of-way services contract and amendment to right-of-way engineering that have both been executed. And that is all of the MPO updates. I'll turn it over to NDOT for the NDOT project updates.
Thank you, Pam. First one I'll talk about is our 44898 intersection improvements at Van Bernhardt Cross Point. In phase two of maintenance of traffic, working on overhead wiring for traffic signals, working on pavement removal and subgrade treatment. Then I'll go to the one just below that. The intersection improvements at Schutte and Rosenberger. Working on bridge foundations, pavement work will restart when the weather breaks. And then going to the next page, at the very top, HMA overlay, US 41. Pre-con was scheduled for March 9th. Schedule for this project is between July and October to be completed. Then going down to intersection improvements at St. Joe and Wabash Avenue, they are waiting for the notice to proceed to be issued to the contractor before they start. And then going on down to the intersection improvements at Bakey and Stockwell, continuing work on stage 3 plans. The district approved the center point work plan. The consultant has requested information from other utilities right away. Two parcels are now secured and one parcel is at NDOT for review. And then on going on down to the revitalization of US 41, started stage 2 plan development, value engineering meeting recommendations have been sent for approval, waiting on signatures. And then on the next page, R45295, bike pedestrian facilities. Continuing work on environmental right-of-way has moved to appraising. Stage 2 is due middle of May. Then the one just below that, intersection improvement at St. Petersburg. There was a discussion that took place about the new tailor-made warehouse that is being built in the northwest quadrant. Discussions were held and it should not affect the design or the intersection improvement we are doing, but coordination has started and will continue to take place throughout the project in case something does come up. Going on down to Lynch Road, R39923, environmental meeting is taking place later this month to discuss the scope of the project and potential level of the environmental document. And then US 41, Cobra Avenue, kickoff meeting was held earlier this week. And then on the last page, US 41 at St. George, intersection improvement, Internal meetings are being held to discuss the new preliminary alternative for confirmation. The original design was going to be too costly, so internal discussions are taking place to go with the next best option and see what the best steps forward are. And then lastly, US 41 at State Road 57, the last project on the bottom of the page. Stage one plans were submitted in February and continued work on the environmental document. And that's what I have for the NDOT project update.
Thank you. Are there any questions for Pam or for the for anyone from NDOT? Okay. Hearing none, we'll go into our new business. Pam, you've got both TIP modifications and amendments.
That's correct. So we've processed several TIP modifications. The list includes the addition of five projects to the TIP. All five of those contracts fell under the grouped project category, so they were able to be processed as modifications. Two projects, we revised funding on one and revised fiscal years on the other. Both of those projects were currently in the TIP. All right, moving on to TIP amendments. We have several amendments to present today for the committee's consideration for approval. We have three changes to local projects. We have a Work County unsignalized intersection sign and marking visibility improvement project, increasing the cost for construction on that one. And then the Vandenberg County project and Evansville project. Vandenberg County is Petersburg and Evansville project 3rd Street. These two projects are swapping fiscal years for construction. So we're revising the funding and the fiscal years in the TIP to reflect the fact that Petersburg now will be let in fiscal year 2030 and Evansville's 3rd Street will move out to 2033. We also have federal transit related amendments for consideration. These are revisions to funding and additional funding to the METS program of projects that's currently in the TIP.
Okay. Are there any questions about the modifications or the amendments?
I just have a question.
Yep.
So with METS, I just wanted to make sure that we take into consideration that are looking at METS Micro, because I live at Central Law across from the old courthouse, and METS Micro won't pick me up because it wants me to use the city bus. It won't pick me up because I'm so close. However, we also have to look at safety on the bus, because I have had several of my friends injured on the bus due to them not being locked down properly. Also, one of the concerns that I have is no headrest on wheelchairs that are manual, because we are at risk of breaking our neck if we were in an accident. So we are at more risk of the fatal outcome of any accident that we have. Yeah.
Thank you for those.
You're welcome.
Okay. We'll make note of that. Any other questions or comments? Okay. Hearing none, we do need approval for the TIP amendments, not for the modification, but for the amendments.
Nate, this is Dave Roderhausen. I move that we approve all the amendments as is.
Thank you, David. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Second.
Everybody jumped too many. I think I heard Sean first, so we'll give his face popped up on my screen first. That's how I'm business.
Yeah, that's okay.
So I have a second from Sean. All those in favor signify with an aye.
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 Thank you. And then it was since mentioned the transit targets document. Jennifer, you need to go over any of that?
All I need is approval for the transit targets and the safety targets for this period. So that's it. If y'all want to vote to approve those performance measures and targets.
Are there any questions or comments on those targets?
So I noticed that they're different between METS and the MPO. Is that normal? Is it because there's more than one transit agency?
Yes, and they have METS has a bigger fleet than we do. So.
Okay. So the MPO targets, they include agencies in addition to METS?
They're not. So the MPO targets are just the nonprofit agencies.
Okay.
They're not.
Okay, got it. Thanks.
Yeah, sure.
Good clarification.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Any other questions or comments? Hearing none, would someone like to offer a motion?
I'll motion. This is Lori.
I have a motion from Lori. Do I have a second?
Second, Thomas Witt.
Second from Thomas. Thank you. Any further discussion? Okay. Hearing none, all those in favor signify with an aye.
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 Are there any opposed? Okay. None opposed. I do not necessarily have anything for other business. Are there anyone that would like to make a public comment?
I don't know what kind of product. I'm new to this, so I don't quite understand everything. So
sure.
Forgive me if I don't make sense. But I just wanted to make sure that in any projects that we are doing, if we are working on building buildings or working on property, sidewalk, whatever it is, that we make sure that trees are not in the sidewalk. Because downtown, there are lots of trees in the sidewalks. And we always tend to put signs for traffic or for sidewalk construction right next to the tree. So we also need to be careful where we're putting things. But we need to make sure that they're accessible and that there are no trees or anything in the way. Thank you.
Appreciate your input.
Are you okay with trees if there's enough clear space to get around them?
As long as we don't put signs next to them.
Okay. I think, yeah.
Because that is the problem that I have run into, is that they tend to put the sign next to the tree instead of in front of the tree. Long as there's no trees that block any sidewalk or any pavement that wheelchair may go on, because those things can push us into the streets, and that is very dangerous for us to have to be in the streets.
Yes, during operations, they need to be cognizant of maintaining a clear path.
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you. Any other public comments? Okay. Hearing none, the next meeting is May 14th. We'll stand adjourned. Thank you, everybody.